Oh, wow. That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at home?
Huh?
Look closely and you will find poison risks hidden in plain sight inside every house.
Hmm.
But there are actions you can take to poison-proof your home, like keeping household cleaners locked up high and away from children, properly labeling and securing medicines and supplements, and installing carbon monoxide detectors near bedrooms and furnaces. Visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov to learn more or call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 19th, the Student Association is hosting a coping skills table at 2 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Stop by for some free stress balls, coloring sheets, and resource cards. Also on Thursday, the GSRC is hosting a sand art night in the Hunt Union Leather Stocking Room. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. On Friday, October 20th, there is a professional headshot event in Fine Arts Room 166. Get your headshot taken for only $5. On Saturday, October 21st, Club Odyssey is hosting Club Night at their Water Street location. For more information, see their Instagram. Also on Saturday, Activities Council is hosting a trip to Six Flags Fright Fest. Finally, on Sunday, October 22nd, WONY is hosting their second general body meeting in IRC 2 at 1 p.m. Every member and DJ of WONY must attend. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Hello, this is On with On Air. You're listening to WONY 90.9. This is my first show. This is going to be What's for Dinner with me, On, your DJ, On Air. And we're going to be talking about what I had for dinner, maybe what you guys should have for dinner, and also some assorted music when I'm tired about talking what's for dinner. So we're going to get started in a second here. Just give me a moment and relax and listen to some banger music, okay? Everyone enjoy. So I lied a little bit to you. Were you guys enjoying that? Because I didn't enjoy that. That was the sound of silence. Or the sound of having nothing for dinner. You guys ever think about that? I don't ever think about that, because that's horrible. So we're just going to get started right away here. Let's see. So of course, I had dinner, and I hope everyone else had dinner too. Yeah. So who all thinking about dinner? I am. Okay, so if you live on campus and you have a campus meal plan, chances are you eat food here. So maybe if you're listening to this while you're eating at the campus dining hall meals right now, you'll know that they had at Farm Fresh some beef stew. So we're coming out hot off the plate. I also want to say that this is my first show since the new year, and I know we're pretty much entirely already into basically the end of the month of January. So I don't know if it's we can still talk about New Year's and New Year's plans and ideas and the like. But this is my first show, so we're going to talk about it. Personally, I've been wondering this question for a while. When the new year starts, do you guys think oh, I'm gonna stick to my classics or what I do every day, what I eat usually? Or are you guys the type of people who start your diet or like, I'm gonna eat better this year and such and the like? Me personally, I just keep the same status quo of whatever I was doing, because I feel like if I wanted to change, it's not gonna change with the start of a new day, which sounds a little depressing, but I don't exactly mean in that way. I just mean I'm gonna eat the same things I've been doing and doing the same things I've been eating. That being said, there are a few things I like to... There are a few things I like to have in the new year, mainly things that I forgot to eat in the last year. I don't know if anyone else can relate to that. I feel like anytime there's a turn of a season, like if you're going from winter into summer or 2024 into 2025, I always just end up remembering things. Do you know what I mean? Like, for instance... I was at, unfortunately, there's no Asian markets here in Oneonta, but if anyone listening has the chance to get to an Asian market, please do that, because it's really quite beautiful. I love Asian markets. I have a Korean one right next to me, and they had this delicious treat, which you will not like if you're allergic to shrimp, but shrimp chips. I don't know what you're thinking. Shrimp chips? Yeah, shrimp and chips. There's not much to explain. It's the sort of beautiful puffed baked snack, and it has real shrimp in it. It's not like shrimp bits or whatever. It's not like shaped like a shrimp. It's a sort of rod, almost like a Cheeto, with little grooves in it, which is quite beautiful, and it's quite delicious. So that was something I really enjoyed eating in the new year. That I didn't have last year, because the other Asian market I used to go to, they don't sell them anymore. I don't know what happened. Tariffs, couldn't get them imported, something or the other. Who knows? Either way, that was my New Year's food. So I guess I just end up doing things that I wish I did last year. All right, so while we're talking about food in the new year, I'm trying to think of everything I ate in the new year, and like I said, nothing particularly new. When I was at home, before I came to spring semester, I ate a lot of food at home, I would hope, but a lot of delicious food, you know, the food your mom makes. Did you guys want me to do more of an intro? I just got straight into the food talking, because this is what's for dinner, and I'm here to talk about food. I should give you guys a short little intro. My name is An. I'm a sophomore here at Oneonta. I study digital art. Maybe wondering what's an art music doing on the radio talking about food. One thing I love more than art is to eat. One thing about me, I love food. If there's a plate of food that I can eat, I'm eating it. Let's just say that. I'm eating it. Pause. But either way, I like to eat food. I attend the school, and I really enjoy it. That's all we really need to know about me. Let's get back into the food. Okay, what's for dinner? What did I have for dinner? I had the beef stew that is currently at Farm Fresh at the Mills Dining Hall. We can come back to this topic at a later date, but... if you're wondering, do I prefer Mills or Will's, I prefer Mills. No offense to Will's. Sometimes they have some beautiful items there. But every time I come from Will's, I feel very not well. I don't feel so great when I come from Mills either, but it's sort of a lesser evil for me. You know what I mean? So if you're asking me, do I prefer Mills or Will's, I prefer Mills. And also because every time I go to Will's, I have a huge plate of fries, and I love fries. I know it's not good to be eating them every day, so I try to abstain from that personally. So I keep getting distracted about the beef stew that I had for dinner. And if you're listening to What's for Dinner, chances are it's 7 p.m. now. So I'm not saying you couldn't, but it might be a little late to throw a chuck of beef into the slow cooker. So I'm not sure if that's what you should have for dinner. But, you know, if you're willing to eat At like 9 or 10 p.m. for dinner, put it in the slow cooker. Beef stew. What do I think about beef stew? I love beef stew personally. I really love any sort of slow cooked meat, minus pork, because I don't eat pork. But any meat that is taking an extremely long time to cook, to me, that's probably better. Then, no offense to grilled chicken, no offense to steaks, it's just more hearty. Do you know what I mean? Beef stew in particular, I really love beef. If I had to pick, I'd pick chicken, but I do love beef. I'm glad we got that out of the way. What I would say is, oh, this might be a little controversial. I love beef stew. What do you put in your beef stew? I put beef. And I know probably the next thing you're thinking to go in a beef stew is carrots. But in a perfect world, I would never have carrots in a beef stew. No disrespect to the carrot fans out there. I love carrots. Don't get me wrong. I destroy a bag of baby carrots. But roasted carrots or carrots that are stewed are not particularly my favorite. And it's purely a texture issue for me. When you overcook carrots, they get very mushy. I really like my carrots to have some bite to them. But if you cook the carrots just enough so they still have bite to them, they're like this weird in-between that I just can't get behind. I think adding carrots to a beef stew really elevates the flavor. So in that sense, I think it's great to add them. But if we're just talking like in dream world beef stew, my beef stew would never have carrots in it. Next thing that can go in, celery. Again, a little more tolerable than the carrots when stewed. But I just like them in their raw, pure form. That being said, I will eat some celery in a beef stew. I do enjoy it. Something I see in beef stews a fair amount, which I do not think should be there at all. I don't want you guys to think I'm a hateful person. I'm not. I opened the show with saying I love food, and I really do. No disrespect to peppers. Green peppers, red peppers, no disrespect. Again, I love bell peppers in their raw form. But when they're stewed, just slimy and soft. I like, if you're cooking peppers to be in some sort of stew or soup, that soup better be blended. No disrespect. It better either be a gumbo or it has to be like something you're going to like immersion blend so it's a little smoother. I'm talking all these negatives about cooked carrots and peppers and celery and the like. So let's bring a little love back to the vegetables and let's talk about what else they're good in. But let's pause for a second, because this is about you. This is about what you're having for dinner. That's a lie. But it could be the truth. Now, if you are a student listening to this and you have a student dining plan, chances are you're just going to get like a quesadilla for like the fifth day in a row at Mills, or like whatever like really sad paper burger they have at Will's. But, you know, why limit yourself? Do you know what I mean? Go crazy tonight. I know if you're getting a quesadilla right now with the chicken and just the cheese, no. But I don't know what else you could add to it. So I'm saying, you know, mix something up, but there's not a whole lot to mix up. I will say this. Maybe I'm speaking a little highly, like in sort of a king's position as a sophomore, because there's still so many things I'm figuring out about this school and this campus that I feel like I shouldn't act too highly. But I'm gonna say this: take advantage of the My Kitchen. I feel like I didn't realize you could cook your own food in My Kitchen until like the end of my fall what is it, my freshman fall year. Mostly because I'm just also a very anxious person, and I'm afraid if I go places or touch things that weren't explicitly stated that I could go or touch, that someone's going to come out and strangle me from behind. But if you're not that person, don't be afraid. Because I didn't, like, end of my freshman year, I realized, okay, I can use my kitchen. It wasn't until the end of spring sophomore year, last semester, that I realized they have shrimp. They have shrimp in the my kitchen that you can cook and eat for yourself. Did you know that? Because I didn't know that. I knew they had rice. I knew they had eggs. I don't know how they knew. I knew they had eggs before. But to me, shrimp is like gold. Like I said, let me say it again. The name of the show is What's for Dinner. I like to eat. That means I love seafood. I love shrimp in particular. And shrimp to me is kind of like gold. I mean, I know shrimp is pretty commonplace. Like, you can get a bag of frozen shrimp at a grocery store for not too much. You can get, like, those prawn platters at, like, Costco or wherever they sell them. I haven't been to Costco in a hot second. But you can go there and you can do those things. And, you know, shrimp is not too expensive. I mean, of course, it depends on the quality of the shrimp. But to me, whenever I get shrimp, it's like special treat. You know, I'm like, oh my God, it's shrimp. Mostly because I grew up with the idea that seafood is kind of like a luxury. You know what I mean? So, of course, there's free unlimited shrimp. I mean, it is like the tiny baby shrimp. That's still shrimp. So I would just go in there and fry up the shrimp, and it would be like, I don't know, delicious style. So I eat a lot of that. And all, guess what I didn't know? You can make your own sandwich at the Mills My Kitchen. This entire time, every time I walk into the My Kitchen section, there's a panini press, like, on that side, you know, right next to the fridge. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what's that for. It's for you, the student. You can eat that. You know, I'm not the most adventurous person. So, you know, excuse me if you think I'm a little stupid for not knowing that, but I had to have it explained for me. So I'm explaining it to you now for, like, my 5,000 viewers who love me and are so dedicated to me that you can make a sandwich at the My Kitchen. If you did knew that, great. If you didn't, that's okay. So sorry for that. Well, I'm not sorry for that because I think that was important. But that was a tangent that I just went on. And it was kind of beautiful. And it did not solve the question of what you're going to have for dinner tonight at all, unless I convinced you to eat like an entire plateful of shrimp. So if I did, great, that's your dinner. But let's think, what else? This is also something I didn't know. In the marketplace, the sushi, what do you guys think about the sushi from the marketplace? I'll let you guys go first. If that's the sound you just made, I agree with you. Because it's, you know, it's there for sure. And you can definitely eat it. And it's great. It's not too great. But anyways, the point I was making is that if there's something in, like, that little cooler, the little sushi box cooler, like a sort of treasure chest you would find after digging in a cave, I don't know. You can apparently ask the person to make you a new roll. Usually I don't see a person there making the roll too often, but you can do that if the person is there and they don't have the California roll, which I know you guys are all getting because you're afraid of sashimi. It's okay, I am too. Or maybe I just outed myself and I'm the only person who is a little scared to eat raw fish. But I'm working on that, guys. I promise. I promise that I'm working on that. So, either way, if you are thinking sushi tonight, and the person's there while you wander in my kitchen, maybe do that. That might be a good idea. So, let's try and move this food-based conversation a little away from on-campus tips. If you could even call them that. Mainly because I don't want to run out of content and lose my 10,000 and climbing viewership. You know, I got to feed you little bits and make sure you're still engaged. So let's think a little bit. This is what I usually have for dinner. Usually I have a little water and I breathe some air. And if I'm feeling like really hungry, I'll eat a little snow. That was a joke. I don't do that. If we're talking about off campus, my childhood was not unfortunate, but let's just say I did live in an ingredients house. If you know what that means, it means that there is about maybe 5 or 6 packs of raw ground beef defrosting in the fridge, but there's no cereal. And there's just like a bag of baby carrots and like 12 seasoning bottles for the meat, of course. Which meant that, like, you know, I'm black and my mom can cook. Sorry to everyone else out there whose moms can't cook, but she can cook. So, you know, I might have been starving from breakfast to lunch, but once dinner came around, it was bumping. Let's just say that. It was fire, as they say, which I enjoy, obviously, because I get to eat it. But, you know, my parents are older now. We don't have many people they feed, so it's really just me, especially during breaks and the like. So I'm going to be honest. If I don't feel like doing anything crazy, I will just cook like 2 or 3 eggs and I'll have that for dinner. Now, that being said, it won't just be like 2 or 3 scrambled eggs. I'll maybe make a sandwich out of it. Or if I have, like, let's say we have pasta the night before and there's some leftover pasta sauce, I will heat up some pasta sauce and I'll crack an egg or two in that. And it'll be this really nice tomato-y kind of steamed egg type thing. And I want everyone to know this. Don't be afraid to have breakfast at night. I know maybe some people have like, oh, breakfast for dinner. Sometimes your breakfast for dinner is every night. And I'm going to say this, I'm not really an egg person, but sometimes it's more important just to eat and eat well than, you know, not eat because you can't cook. I spent a lot of my life not eating because I was too tired to cook. And that was just time I could have been eating. So usually for dinner, I'll just do that. I hope you guys are okay with that. I hope I didn't offend anybody that I eat dinner. And I hope I don't offend anybody with the song I'm about to play. So, quick side note. I stated earlier, during the new year, I like to hear or eat classic. And since you're just getting to know me for my 12,000 and gaining listeners right now, I grew up on a lot of Japanese music. I want to say this, my dad was a nerd. Like, he was a geek nerd. So, you know, I was watching, like, anime, and we were watching, like, J and K dramas and all this stuff, and my brothers were nerds, and my brother's friends were nerds, and it was a whole thing. I listen to normal music now, but there's still always a special place in my heart for very weird Japanese music. So, I'm going to play this song for you by Pizzicato 5. I believe it's called The Night Is Still Young, from their album... Or it's not an album, it's like a collection. It's from I don't know what the original album was on. Sorry, guys. I'm a faker. But either way, please listen to it, and please enjoy, and let me know what you think.
New stereophonic sounds, spectacular.
Bye. Yeah.
So what did everyone think? I know to my my 20,000 and gaining listeners, maybe that was something you've never heard before, and I hope that it was, because just like food, it should not be the same thing every day. Sorry to the people who have had, like, their support playlist with the same 10 songs on it for the last 10 years. Sorry to the people who still have Brockhampton on their playlist. But hopefully you liked it. That was Pizzicato 5, P-I-Z-Z-I-C-A-T-O 5. You can find them on Spotify. I'm going to be honest with you guys. The titles of each song is in Japanese, but don't worry, because I translated it for you, because I love my 30,000 and gaining listeners. The titles of the song in order was The Night Is Still Young, Hippie Day, and Questions. So you may be wondering what this has to do with food. Well, I don't know. To my 30,000 listeners out there, let me know what you think. But like I was saying, every year I come back and I just want what I listened to, like, the last year or the last 10 years. And this may be surprising to you. This is what I've been listening to, like, for maybe the last 20-ish years of my life. I'm not quite there yet. But unless I die in the next week, I think it's safe to say that I'll probably be listening to Pizzicato 5 for the rest of my life. Though it has been a hot second since I've heard them. So moving on, I do love some J-pop. You guys know this. If you were a real one and you were at my real first stream, which was at 5 a.m. in the morning, where I had some 200,000 listeners there, you would know that. But I'm not holding it against you guys. Now, it might be surprising to you that the title of the show is What's for Dinner, and I just played a Japanese song for you, and you might think I might connect it to food somehow, but I'm just going to tell you right now, I actually don't eat that much Japanese food. Not because I don't want to, but rather, it's not like really, there's not a lot of places to get Japanese food. Not good Japanese food. I mean, back in Syracuse, we have a couple really good spots where usually they're only open seasonal. We can get, you know, ramen, udon. But for the most part, you're just going to get sushi. And, you know, it's mostly Chinese food spots. I have a lot of Korean spots in my town, but no Japanese spots except for one. And they're only open seasonally. So you could say I'm listening to all of this J-pop in preparation for when I get to go to Japan, for when I get flown out to Japan, because I have, some 3 million listeners who are like, let's get me to Japan, and then I'm there and I'm eating all this food. So I'm getting ready. So, you know, if you're like the president or you know the mayor of Japan, because we all know Japan just has one mayor running the whole thing, get me in there. I'm ready, okay? I'm ready. So if you get to have Japanese food for dinner, I'm really happy for you. I'm so happy for you. And eat that and come back to me and let me know how it was. Because if it's bad, I'll put in a word for you and you can come talk about how bad it was on the show, but you can't drop any names. You really have to be careful about that. So we're not done with the J-pop. I kind of do wish I was eating Japanese food tonight, so that's kind of what we're going for with the rest of the music. Again, I'm not a huge sushi fan, but I do wish I had, like, some crazy ramen right now. Or, this is really specific. It's not really specific, but you ever had Japanese fried chicken? I know I'm black and it's the first day on the show and I'm already talking about fried chicken, but I have to say, it's really on another level. I don't know what they do to it, but it's different from fried chicken you would get that maybe even like your grandma would make or anything you would get from a fast food spot, but they just do something to it. It's like really extra crunchy, And it's usually small pieces. It's not like a huge, or at least I haven't had it where it's like an entire thigh or anything. But it doesn't get very dry. So I always wonder how they do that. But anyways, channeling that energy. I know we're playing kind of classics from the last, I don't know who would consider this a classic from the last couple years. This is very old. This came out like 2000. This album, it's a whole thing. I'll explain it to you later. But I actually found this pretty recently, like maybe like 2 or 3 days ago. And it just kind of fit right in to my usual listening habits. So I thought everyone else might enjoy it. This is Space Latin Age by Chappie, and we'll play a couple songs by them today.
Latin Age.
Okay, everyone, what did you think about that one? And be honest, don't lie to me. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Think about it really hard in your mind right now and I'll understand if you liked it or not. Go. Oh, I'm so glad you loved it. I love it too. So I'm glad you felt the same way. So that was the one that just played was Spaceline Age by Chappie. And this band, if I can even call it that, I really like it. They only have one album and I think like three singles. But basically, this was for like an app, kind of. It's by like a Japanese graphic design company. It was back in like the 2000s. And they had an app where you could make your own character, which was called a Chappie. So everyone's character was a Chappie, and it was like this collective, oh, everyone's Chappie, you're Chappie, you're Chappie, you're Chappie. And it got so big that they released an album and a couple singles off of it. So unfortunately, there's no more music of it, which you find like on whatever you stream is what you're gonna get. It's just one album, but it's a very good album, to me at least, and to you guys too. So don't lie and say that you didn't like it. To me, if we're gonna compare this in terms of food, I would say to me this is like you go to the store and everyone has like that one thing they really hate to eat, like one weird condiment, like mustard. I'm not a huge mustard fan. This is like if I went to the store and I was like, you know what, wait a second, let me get this mustard right now, it's on sale. And you get home, you open the mustard jar or whatever, maybe it's like fancy Dijon, and you spread it on your sandwich, turkey, I hope, and you're like, wait, guys, this is delicious. I don't know, like that. Or like, you get what I'm trying to say. It's like a beautiful, delicious, and you're like, whoa, what's going on here? Anyways, yeah, that's what that was for me. It was really, just kind of showed up on my page, and I was like, okay. You know, I'm ready. It had a kind of weird album cover. And so I was like, okay, let's get crazy on it. And that's what I did. I got crazy on it. So that one's not really a classic, but I can pretty much see it becoming one very soon. So if you're really interested, go find it somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where. You just got to go search for it, you know? I believe in you. We're coming back with one more classic, probably the last song of the night. Excuse me if I pronounce this horribly. This is Sibo Matto. The name is in Italian, but they are a Japanese duo that lived in New York. So they have this really, beautiful fusion sound. I don't want to sound like a crazy gatekeeper, like, I don't know if you guys are going to like this, but it may or may not be to your taste, but let me know. This is what it's about. When you eat, you got to try everything, you know? You see something new, just eat it. And you know what the great thing about eating new stuff is? If you find out you're allergic to it, that's just like one less thing you have to worry about. So if you listen to the song and you break out in hives, number one, you can't sue me, so don't even try, okay? But number two, even if you break out in hives, maybe secretly you're gonna be laying in your bed and you're gonna be like, damn, I should break out in hives again. So let me know. This is Beef Jerky by Sibo Matto. Please everyone enjoy. Guys, I told you to enjoy it. Why are you not enjoying it? Thank you.
My favorite is beef jerky.
Okay. So that was Beef Jerky by Cibo Mateo, and that's the last song of the night. I really hope that everyone really enjoyed this segment. You can find me, your DJ, on air here at 7 p.m. every Saturday. If you like slightly strange Japanese music, I mean, we're going to be playing something different each Saturday, so don't expect anything crazy. But I really enjoyed being your host for tonight. To my 1 million, yes, and growing listeners, I will be back. So don't be afraid. Just hold out until next Saturday. That's pretty much my motto every day of the week. But if you enjoyed this tonight, thank you very much. I'm your DJ on air. You were listening to What's for Dinner with your DJ on air. I'm on, and I'm on the air. And I will see you guys all at a later date. Bye!
I forgot my lines, it seems. It's just like in a movie. It's just like in a dream. It's fantasy. Here come the credits. It's the final. You're not here with me. Now I'm alone on a prairie. The camera pans across. us through. One of us was doomed to be written out of the sea. I said it was you, but I knew it was. Just like in a movie, it's just like in a dream, it's fantasy.
You are listening to WONY. I don't feel so. Oh, God.
WONY 90. Nine FM.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hello.